This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Of the city tonight, looking for you to start up a fight. There's only one thing on our minds, to stop running away, because you're the one we'll find. Turn it up. All right! You globalists think you're coming for me? I'm coming for you. I've been scanning the scene of the city tonight.
All right.
Looking for you to start up a fight. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. Looking for you. Start up a fight. Seek and destroy pedophiles and globalists tonight. Remember the mission. Seek and... Seek and destroy! Search and destroy. Search and clear. Okay, folks, let's get serious here. It's a good Hatfield laugh at the end of the song. All right, here's what's going to happen. I realize more and more that, oh, there's no escape, that's for sure. You hear that, Joe Rogan? You've always been taken. Now you're about to be given. Oh, my God. The video Joe Rogan put out. I couldn't even watch all of it. We're going to play it coming up together. Like, he talks to people like they're children, like all his prey. Like, he talks to me like I'm one of his prey. And like, oh, if I saw you here, you're still my friend. Just stop what you're doing, Alex. And all the rest of this crap. This is gold-plated BS when we play it. But I've got another little fop, another little turd basket that we need to get to first. And that's Martin Ames when we return. Because I saw this a couple days ago, and literally 99% of the comments, I think there's more comments than views, are, you are the biggest fake moron, pickle-brained idiot we've ever heard in our life. But you've got to understand, with these guys, that's all they do, is just walk around and blowvate and just like pause on their own sentences and go, English accent, Lord. I mean, Lord, look at that. That nose, you can stick a tap in that, pure whiskey would come right out of it. So anyways, this is hilarious because you need to get in the mindset of these guys and you've got to understand what you're dealing with. So we're going to be talking about that when we come up. But Joe Rogan literally does all these Soros talking points from Soros organizations. He cites Soros organizations and then says, I'm a liar. No, I'm not a liar. So you can run, run, run. You can run, run, run. But you can't get away for your date with Destiny JoJo. Joe Rogan, metaphysically, is a Christmas hog. And I'm going to politically haul him up by his back legs and slit his throat. His blood will fill buckets, politically, not violently. Get ready, Joe.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the... I already told you globalists and all you minions of the system a long time ago. I'm afraid of God. And when I'm not fighting you, I feel scared. When I'm fighting you, I see God smiling in the center of my soul. Right in my heart. I know the wind is filling my sails and I'm on a journey where I'm supposed to go. I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars, a path to Valhalla. That's why I do this. Because to not do it is to lose the soul. And you've all chosen your lot with the devil, and I've chosen that I must take you on. It'll be this contest that defines us. It'll be these wars, these fights that make us who we are. Once we stop fearing the devil and start taking the devil on is the day we start living. And then you see the horizon. You realize God's in control. And the bluff's got to be called. The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven. You know, one of my greatest frustrations is that the enemies of freedom are so pathetic. You know, it's in Revelation that for 1,000 years, the devil will be bound and basically be an amusement. And people are going to walk by and see the Antichrist, see the devil, and say, that's what did all this? That this was able to do it? But see, don't joke too long, because God's going to let him out again. After 1,000 years of life extension and nobody dying and the secrets of the dimensions and everything on this planet, unlimited potential, a jump point to the universe, people will turn against God again when they've already seen it and know everything. But after that, this whole reality that God created as a simulation will be rolled up like a scroll. And everyone that was part of the enemy plan is gone. And we go to the next level. I don't know about you, but I want to be on the next level, right? Let me explain something to you. This isn't my cosmology. This isn't something out of a book. This is studying the enemy and who they are and who they serve and the darkness they're involved in. These are collaborators with the worst crap in the universe. You see, God's free will. These individuals are against free will. So let me shift gears to this guy. couple days ago, somebody emailed me the video, and they said, look at this guy. I mean, is this guy reporting from another dimension? Is this guy reporting from another reality? And it was an image for the video of myself and a burning swastika. Maybe we can pull the YouTube up for folks. And what to do with evil ideas. So he goes on to misrepresent what I've said and done, compares me to the Nazis, Martin Amis, and says, I need to be taken off the air. It's basically the video. And you talk about someone in love with themselves, the way he talks real slow and then kind of, and he says the most insane stuff like, if the media hadn't been so even-handed and balanced, we'd have President Clinton in charge. What, like giving her all the questions and rigging the polls and 93% negative? If the media hadn't been so fair? And then he says something that he is in the pole position. And within the next few months, I've already filed some suits. I'm filing suits against people that say that I've harassed the Sandy Hook families or say that I'm currently saying it didn't happen, which is out of context. But he goes further. He says that I say no one died at Parkland and they're all crisis actors, though there's, I never said that. I said that there was a police stand down first. YouTube took my videos down and said that. We had copies ourselves, put them up. Drudge linked to it, had 14 million views on two videos, and YouTube had to say, okay, it's true, you didn't say that, and put it back up. But even if I had said that, it's free speech. If I want to say the moon's made out of cheese, I should be able to know that the shooting happened, and there was a police stand down, as usual. And he says, not only is he saying Parkland didn't happen, he's trying to kill the parents, he's saying murder them. Now you talk about fire in a theater. That's not free speech if I'm saying murder people. Of course, I didn't say that. He doesn't show it. So he sits there with this big, giant, alcoholic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer nose. And he looks like someone you find at a mental institution. And it goes back to Christopher Hitchens and him and all these pseudo-intellectuals because they walk around going, oh, yes, and wearing gloves and cigarettes with long filters and going, oh, yes, God doesn't exist. Piss on him. I'm so smart. He goes, listen, some ideas are so evil, you just don't allow them. I mean, this is what we're fighting. These people are jokes. I mean, I could sit here and speak about how you're completely festooned with that entire flotilla of cliches and anti-free speech popery, but I don't... Oh, let me do this. Hold on. I'm putting my finger to my face. Do you realize how advanced that... So, this is called the Big Think. And the Big Think says you can't hear this information. This Alex Jones is so horrible. We need him removed so cowards like this man, Martin Amis, can lie about them. What he's saying is, oh dear, the litmus test to get some attention. No one's paying attention to me under my rock, under my alcoholic rock, wrapped around a vodka or scotch bottle. I'll make myself popular with the young ones, and I'll come out and attack Alex Jones. Joe Rogan did it, and he's lost a million subscribers, and it's 90% downvotes. Let me try it. I'll show them. In fact, enough from me. Let's hear a real mind. Here he is. What to do with evil ideas?
Salman Rushdie has argued that that you can't be, you know, it's idiotic to say you're above politics because politics is all around you and above you and beneath you. I was resistant to that idea, but it's clearly true. Isn't it?
It's clearly true, isn't it, that there shouldn't be free speech? I mean, I do like one thing a year and just drink alcohol and piss blood all day. And I'm threatened by... Sorry, go ahead.
But it's clearly true, isn't it, that it's very hard to imagine a piece of writing or a longish.
Hold on. Let's start over after the break. I went to this late. I just love the. That supposedly impresses all the pseudo intellectuals and fops of, you know, inbred, wannabe British royalty at these events. You can type his name in with Christopher Hitchens. It's like them with cigarettes and martinis and, oh, God, this is smart. Oh, Lord, oh. And they just walk around and they're like, oh, this is incredibly. And you read some of their writings, it's like a monkey wrote it or something. It's so chillingly powerful. And these are fake right wingers embraced by the left. Which, what does that tell you? Nihilist, you know, just jokes. Walking around, though, just going, oh, if I do this with my lips a minute, this is ridiculous. I didn't used to agree to the end of free speech, but now I do. But the good news is, you incredible brain, 99% of the comments are just like, my God, this man's brain is Swiss cheese.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I see your hair is burning.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved you.
If they say I never loved you.
You know they were a liar.
You know they are a liar.
Riding down your freeway.
Driving down your freeway. Midnight alleys roam.
Cops and cars.
Cops and cars, the topless bars. Never saw a woman
so alone.
So alone.
L.A. is so soulless.
So
the city's like a woman. The planet's a woman. Everything's a woman.
So alone.
So alone.
So alone.
Motel money, murder, madness.
Motel money, murder, madness.
Well, you can tell on the doors.
You know, I've talked to three directors that knew Jim Morrison before he got out of film and into music. And I'm going to meet with one more of them soon to learn the real secrets. See, I've been doing some research. I got my mojo rising. I'm going to keep on riding, 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 riding. Woo! I'll turn the music off. You got
it's
your
the mojo rising. It's the mojo rising.
Gotta keep on riding, riding.
Mojo.
Woo!
Rising.
When you start riding the mojo, man, look back at the devil. You're like, man, I'm way better than the devil. I'm a god. I'm going with God. I don't want all this stuff. I don't want to be Joe Rogan. Woo! Mojo rising. Gotta keep on riding, riding. Riding, riding. Woo!
All
right, let's get serious. Okay, there's the last part, though. A little bit of fun here with Jim Morrison. Rest in peace. L.A. Woman, man, that's probably the best horse song. All right, let's get back to Martin Amis. Just had fun in a Hollywood bungalow. Let's go to Las Vegas. City at night.
City at night.
City at night.
Woo! City at night.
All right, I'm going to stop the karaoke right now. We'll cut out this little part that was live on radio, and we'll go back to Amos just on the tail end of that, because this guy's isn't important enough to talk about much more, because I got a Christmas peg to deal with next segment. who already feels the Hades fire lapping its way up. Now, so Martin Amis is this fop, pseudo-intellectual, celebrated man who looks like he has the most alcoholic nose ever seen on planet Earth. And so he gives this impassioned call for censoring me and then defames the living daylights out of me, saying that I said kill the parents of Parkland students. Wow, just the lies just get better and better, and that no one died, conflating it with Sandy Hook twisted stuff. And he just sits there and goes, I touch my cheek. I'm intellectual. I have a purple nose. I'm big think. That's big. Big think is get rid of free speech. So let's start it over. I'm not going to comment until the end. But this, my friends, is the prime subject for the lawsuit. Because there's thousands of them doing it. And they say, he's harassing families. He won't leave them alone. He says, kill them. And I'm like, and people are like, I'll kill you. Stop trying to kill them. And I'm like, I didn't do it. I was on the radio today in Chicago. It's like, you're saying kill the families. It's not just that I'm saying it didn't happen, which they twisted. Now I'm saying kill them. And this guy is like doing this to me. And he's like, he'll get served. He'll spend $500,000 defending it. Just come say you're wrong, man. But you are the worst. So right now the crosshairs politically are on you. So let's go ahead and go to this guy. Here it is.
What to do with evil ideas? Some in Rusty.
It's argued that you can't be, you know, it's idiotic to say you're above politics because politics is all around you and above you and beneath you. I was resistant to that idea, but it's clearly true. Isn't it that it's very hard to imagine a piece of writing or a longish speech that doesn't have a political bearing on us all? So
you said bearing.
Neutrality is a chimera. It's not there. It's a mythical creature.
There's a mythical creature. And I agree, we can't live with you. You want to dominate. It's a mythical creature. Continue, please.
And even-handedness is its own trap as well. I mean, if the press had not been so quote unquote even-handed, we would have President Clinton and not President Trump.
Here, let's back that up. So he's calling for my censorship in a moment. If the press hadn't been even-handed, completely for Hillary, lying about... I mean, he's just lying to you, but he gets his speech. You don't get yours. Let's continue, please.
Trap as well. I mean, if the press had not been so, quote-unquote, even-handed, we would have President Clinton and not President Trump. Some things are so clearly wrong.
Back it up again. Look how smart he is. He went like this. Oh, it's like, finish up, please.
President Trump. Some things are so clearly wrong, so unshirkably ill-advised.
Unshirkably ill-advised. Hold on. The dramatic conclusion, straight ahead, unshirkably advised. You tuned in to the State of the Union with Alex Jones and Donald Trump at InfoWars.com. That sounds, don't do that, good Lord,
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains Thai-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Satan is going to stick Martin Ames on a big spike in hell. And he'll just for eternity do that with his head, kind of like Anthrax and Radio. Anthrax. Know about Fort Detrick, boy?
Now that's
Christ, bitch. Back off. We got anthrax. We got radio. Get serious. Because I said, I don't take any pleasure in this, but it's, you know, it's kind of like when you are slitting a hog's throat. You know, it's squealing, it's up by its legs, it's better to get the blood out. And you don't want to hurt an animal. But, you know, you might as well, when you got to get in there, just get it done quick. You know what I mean? So I need to get on to that Joe Rogan piece of the show. Because Joe Rogan is a freaking hog who will be politically hung up by his legs. It will take a long time for all that fetid blood to run out. Oh, I loved Joe yesterday. Alex, I still want to be your friend. Oh, Joe, please be my friend. I've never taken anybody on before, Joe. I'm so scared right now. You're so tough. You have a bald head and big muscles and take all that growth hormone and steroids. I'm so scared right now, Joe. Please don't hurt me. Help me. I'm weak. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm digressing. Let's go back to the formaldehyde pickled purple nose creature, the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. It was a one-eyed, one-horned. It was another snake farm, Martin Ames. I mean, imagine when he poses for this photo on Wikipedia. Imagine he's like, I'm a man of mystery. Do you understand that? It's time to shut Alex Jones down. He said, kill the Parkland parrots. And I notice I'm smoking a cigarette right now. Do you realize how powerful I am? I do realize it. So, the weakness has a particular stench. So let's just finish, because we have to celebrate these people's destruction. I'm going to interrupt him. I got to move on to Joe Rogan. I got to move on to him. Because he's really asking for it. Oh, Joe, you think you're already getting hit hard right now? Oh, just wait. Oh, maybe you get those Italian guys in Vegas do something for you, Joe. I'm so scared of them, too. So anyways, let's go ahead and go back now. I'm dealing with some boys a little older than that. Let's go ahead now and let's finish up with this fake British pseudo-intellectual anti-free speech degenerate. Here it is.
Some things are so clearly wrong.
So much clearly so better than you, yeah.
Unshirkably ill-advised. That I think, you know, being even-handed about it is ridiculous. What do you do with Alex Jones and those people who harass the bereaved parents of Sandy Hook?
The bereaved parents. Literally, everyone said they thought it was fake. I covered it 8 years ago. The media makes it all about me and grandstands all day. Sandy Hook, Alex Jones, this doesn't happen. And to like make it about me when they're the ones, the lawyers and all of it putting it out. But then he goes one too far. He then totally makes up Parkland, which again, this is the script that Joe Rogan gets. All of them get the script. Here it is.
Those people who have harassed the bereaved parents.
Come back it up again. Oh, like the millions dead in Iraq off WMD lies or the Arab Spring funded by Obama. It's like he harassed bereaved parents, which isn't even true. But because he goes, bereaved, oh, you barely can talk. Good Lord, you're so incredible. And it's like, oh, God. And again, this is the total fakeness of these people. And look, he's just like, he's so thoughtful, though. Hey, let's show him. Look, he's just, oh, I feel for you. I'm so good at this. Can I tell you there's no God? Continue.
With Alex Jones and those people who harass the bereaved parents of Sandy Hook.
Oh, he paused. He just goes, bereaved. He just mimics emotion. Oh, it's, oh. Continue.
parents of Sandy Hook or Parkland, Florida, and say and threaten them with death and say that...
Oh, hold on, back it up. Threaten them with death? Why, you'd think you'd show this, the proof. I mean, he's now threatening their very families with the death. But if it was the police stood down, that's what we reported. But see, Alex is now threatening the very families with the death.
I mean, what a... Oh, sorry, go back to it. Here it is.
Parents of Sandy Hook or Parkland, Florida, and say and threaten them with death.
Oh, threaten them with death.
You know, worthless crisis actors. I'm not going to sit down and say, well, let's go through your points one after the other.
Hey, pause again. No, I'm not going to sit down and go through the points because you never said them. I'm going to defame you and say you're trying to kill people and then call for you to be shut down. I'm going to defame you because I'm a goddamn criminal. Excuse me, Lord.
And we hear a great deal about being respectful to people who's, to white supremacists. I'm not going to be respectful.
Right, pause. Exactly. Now he's a white supremacist. Because the thumbnail is me and a big burning swastika. It's like, oh, look, he's a swastika. He's with them. You know how much I hate Hitler? In his little dumbass outfits and what he did to Germany and Europe. And I almost don't exist because of Hitler. And you sit there when my family hauled your ass out of Hitler's ovens. And you sit there and you sit there and you say, I'm a Nazi, you little fraud. You degenerate little bastard. Finish up with him.
Put it in me to be respectable. Respectful of that.
Respectful of how I just lied about someone. It's not in me to be respectful. To be respectful. Continue.
Malum per se. Evil in themselves. And,
Hey, pause again. Back it up. Would you let this guy babysit your kids? I don't think that Martin Amis is a child molester. I'm just saying, if I was casting, mainly for maybe a Joseph Mengele mad Nazi scientist, technically a child molester going with him. He is more like Nazi scientist, you know, because he's calling everybody else Nazis with no proof. I'm just saying he looks like a Nazi scientist. I mean, he kind of does look like a Nazi. I mean, don't I kind of look like an American bomber pilot killing Nazis, don't I? I mean, then you got this son of a bitch right here saying I'm a freaking Nazi, you little piece of crap. You maggot! Get in the ring with me, you old son of a bitch! You and 10 of your freaking buddies, let's get in the ring, you son of a bitch! How dare you call me a Nazi, you piece of filth! You'll never steal my identity, you thief! Continue, finish up.
Something's a malum per se. Evil in themselves.
Oh, fancy word.
The crisis act of business is one of them.
We just got treated to a true intellect. A true lord. He's killing the families. He killed them. I have this accent. Bow to me. Joe Rogan getting hauled up by his legs on chains.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Snake Farm, Snake Farm. It just sounds nasty. Snake Farm, it pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm. Ramona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says Snake Farm. Snake Farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake Farm, it pretty much is Snake Farm. It's a reptile house, Snake Farm.
All right, Paul Watson's taking over at like 15 after, but I got to take a little bit of his time.
Ask Ramona how come,
because I need to get into facts here. I need to get my account set in life and the universe. So, the CIA created Timothy Leary and put out the whole psychedelic revolution. And then we looked at the groups funding Joe Rogan, who single-handedly has pretty much relaunched the whole DMT ayahuasca movement with retreats in every city I know. And the police stand down and universities are involved, which shows you there's government funding. And Joe himself is involved in fitness groups and self-help groups that conduct thousands a year into ayahuasca, DMT, you name it, in stuff that is MK Ultra on steroids. And that's a fact. And so this is all hidden in plain view. So I was on Joe's podcast a couple years ago. I wonder why he never had me on in like 8 years. But I wasn't mad that he wasn't having me on. It was just kind of weird he wasn't. So I go on. It's the biggest podcast he's ever done. And then he starts to criticize me in the next year and a half. And he starts to repeat government talking points and Soros talking points over and over again. And so I'm a busy guy. I'm not watching his podcast on a regular basis. But I start paying attention to it. My son says, yeah, Joe Rogan used to like you. He's now Joe the Snake Rogan. And so CNN has like 500,000 viewers on their bigger shows. Joe has probably 10 million viewers for his average show. That's a very conservative number. His bigger show's 40, 50 million. So you can say he's right up there at the top of podcasters. And PewDiePie won't go under their control, and others won't, so they're getting censored. But Joe suddenly, you know, people send me clips. It's like, yeah, George Soros fought Hitler, was a hero in World War II. Well, no, George Soros told 60 Minutes he was a Nazi collaborator and didn't feel bad for it. And then Joe says, well, Alex is lying about George Soros. George Soros is a hero. And then Alex Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook, and he's still attacking the families. When I can question anything I want, free speech, but the Internet questioned Sandy Hook. So I questioned it like 7 years ago, moved off the subject. The media is trying to make it who I am because Hillary made it a talking point in the 2016 election. I'm sick of talking about it. I think it happens. School shootings happen. The media seizes on it. They blame gun owners. I'm tired of it. But I was on Chicago radio this morning. They're like, oh, why are you attacking the families? I mean, I showed earlier this Martin Ames, British, washed up, you know, alcoholic. He looks like, you know, weirdo, saying Jones is saying kill the Parkland parents. Never said that. So it's reached crazy town. So I start calling Joe about a year ago, and I say, listen, you don't need to have me back on. Skip said, I'll have you back on. I said, no, just listen. I think Sandy Hook happened. I think school shootings happened. But things have been staged before, so people have a right to question. So stop going on the talking point. I said, it's really scary how you follow every talking point the establishment's putting out. Well, then he gets even worse. And then he calls me and says, oh, I'm going to have you on before the election. Because I think some pacifism be all right when I was getting banned. And then he doesn't return my call. So I start researching Joe. And now he's the main sponsor he's got is Jack Dorsey and Twitter and Bitcoin. And they're doing stuff that, you know, Floyd Mayweather had to pay $300,000 fines for. They're saying buy these products, do these things, and they're not saying they're paid by it. It's illegal. So the more I look at Joe, I'm like, oh my God, this guy is dirtier than a dirty diaper, man. I mean, it's like, and then I talk about some of it, and then I get up at 6 a.m. this morning, and I go check the internet, and boom, Joe Rogan responds to Alex Jones, and it's him all trying to act tough. I'm like, oh, man, if I saw you, I'd hug you. I'm still your friend. But, you know, don't say I'm in the CIA and don't lie to me about this and that. I never said you were in the CIA. I said all the ayahuasca DMT pushers are on record a CIA program. And then Eddie Bravo told me that you'd been threatened. And then Joey Diaz said you'd met with a bunch of professors out of San Francisco. And I mean, it doesn't matter. You're pushing the agenda. So he changed the subject into that. And then it's this whole thing, like, I still want to hug you. No, Joe, I want you to be my enemy. I don't like you. I'm guilty I was ever nice to you. I knew you were bad news 20 years ago. I should have ignored that. You're a charming guy. I want war, Joe. I want war. I don't want to be nice. I want to be cleansed of you. Comprende? I want to be in a cool club, dude. I'm not out in L.A. like you. I'm as far away as that as I can get. I'm as far away from New York and L.A. and San Francisco as I can get. I'm right here. See? See? I'm going to be away from you. So here's what's going to happen. I got everything. I got all of it. And I'm not asking for something from you, but war. I'm going to expose everything. I'm going to unwind everything about it. You understand? I'm going to expose all of it, every bit of it, everything. Because you're their darling. I figured it out.
You're their baby cake. You're their model for the future. You're who they think will be on the internet when no one else is some guru to everyone. And it's just not going to happen. I'm built for war, Joe. Yeah, I don't act like a tough guy all day. I do the war, you understand? So the threats don't matter to me. I'll still be your friend. Joe, I'll never talk to you again. I'll never come on your show again. I'm going to destroy you. I understand it now. I'm going to get you. I'm coming for you. You understand that? Who do you think I am? What do you think I do? You're very foolish. So you've chosen your bed. Sleep in it. Don't give me any more pleasantries. I want war. Give me your attacks. Everything. Now you understand the shape of things. That's good that you understand those. Now you understand. I'll get my hands politically around your neck. And all your tough guy crap's going to end real quick. Because we've taken down Hillary. And we've taken down the globalist. And we're going to take down Soros. And we're going to take you down. Because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wage war. God told me, destroy Joe Rogan. Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it. No more games. War. Ah! The real thing. War. 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 You want war against our children? You want war against God, you will get war. The harvest of war is here. And I will detonate, thanks to God's blessing, not the defeat of Hillary, but the next great mission before I'm done. I will detonate the war that leads to your destruction. And Joe is only a baby in this, but he's an example of these fools who must first be destroyed before they're cleansed. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play these pathetic clips. I mean, you couldn't write this stuff the way Joe does it. The way these devils think they're so smart, they have nothing. He literally says, I don't follow talking points. I follow Media Matters that's owned and run by George Soros. So, here's the deal. I don't take pleasure in this. I actually feel bad about it. But I have to take pleasure in it or I just can't commit to this. So, here's what's going on, folks. They bought everybody off. There's a bunch of candy asses out there that just bow to these corporate people, and I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to take part of it, and I'm not going to be involved in it. It's that simple. And I'm not going to sit there and push ayahuasca and DMT on a bunch of kids so they can get opened up to all this demonic influence. I'm just not going to be part of it. And I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people. Because now I realize my real mission is just about to start. And I'm going to take over all these people. I'm going to run every last one of them over. So that's what the enemy was fearing. They're going to get it now. Now the game's on. Get ready. Load the engines. Kickstart it all. And let's go to Valhalla. So when we come back, we're going to go through Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan and his worship of the New World Order and their pump and dumps and their scams, everything coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.